Gotcha.
All right, this story, people have been breaking it down. I've been trying to follow it. There's a lot going on here. We're starting at the point of the Don't Worry, Darling premiere at the Cannes Film Festival.
Okay, and that's about as much as I know, even though it's nearly on every damn feed on Facebook. Mm. I haven't delved into it like you. That's why I'm glad you have, so you can explain to everyone what the hell's going on.
Yeah, I don't really care about Don't Worry, Darling, the movie itself. It's just the main protagonists within the movie. There's a lot of chatter about them. Who's done what? Are people at war with each other? I can tell you the main people in this story.
Yep.
It begins with Olivia Wilde.
Yep, okay. Producer of the movie.
So yep. She's putting the movie together. Apparently, whilst making the movie, her and Harry Styles had a keen eye on each other, and they've now formed a blossoming romance. But I believe she was still with her partner at the time, who is Jason Sudeikis. Some people may Sudeikis or whatever his name is. He's the guy from Ted Lasso.
Yeah,
he does comedy things. He's very good. So he was with Olivia Wilde, they've got kids, all that sort of stuff. There's reason to believe that Olivia, Harry,
no good,
might have been playing up, and now they've formed a relationship. Sudeikis is on the out. You know, he's got the kids. He's doing his own thing. He's still kicking on. But another person that is a cast member of Don't Worry, Darling, it's Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh. Now, oh, you can say that name to the cows. Come on, I don't know who she is.
Yeah, I don't know. She's the blondie.
If you're a fan of her, we apologise, but
I'm sure she's done other stuff. Like,
maybe not.
No, she has. This is not her first film. But I didn't know much about her until she got talked about in this. But I don't watch many films. That's why I'm not familiar with the body of work from Florence. But she apparently was good friends with Jason Sudeikis and the kids.
Okay,
so when this playing up happened on the set, she was not cool with it. And the people are breaking down the body language between those two. Apparently there's been human barriers between Florence Pugh and Olivia Wilde.
Jesus.
They won't look at each other. So what I can tell you from what I've broken down there, that you can confirm is a fact. There's suspicions there. They don't get on. Here is where there's a lot of conjecture. Whilst rocking up to the premiere of Don't Worry, Darling, some people are claiming, and now we're bringing in another person, some people are claiming that Harry Styles spat at the ground in front of Chris Pine.
Okay, what I don't get, what has Piney done to Styles? I know what Wilde's done to Pugh, but what?
Yeah.
It's confusing.
Well, what Wilde and Styles did Sudeikis and what Puss thought on that was
my head hurts.
We're not sure why Chris Pine has been dragged into this spider's web. There is a chance that Harry Styles didn't actually spit at his feet and people are just seeing something in it. I've seen all the footage. I don't think you can confirm it. And I'm on team. He didn't spit intentionally at the feet of Chris Pine, because who is going to rock up to a premiere? Let's just assume they don't like each other. They were going to be seated next to each other. They were seated next to each other.
Yeah, cameras everywhere.
Who's going to rock up right on the front of that, create the animosity by spitting the ultimate act of disrespect in front of someone, then sit next to them for three hours
and watch a damn movie?
At a movie premiere. If you're going as an act of disrespect spit at the foot of somebody, you would hit and move. You wouldn't stay stationary at the same spot. So I suspect...
You're very passionate about this story, Matthew.
I suspect Spitgate is a bit of a sham. Maybe he had gum. Maybe you wanted to get rid of that beforehand.
Yeah.
That part I'm calling bollocks on.
Okay, and I love what you bought, but it's still, you need to let me know why Styles and Piney have got a beef. That's what I want to know now. Why did he spit towards him?
Well, that's up in the air. That's conjecture.
I thought you'd know, though.
No.
I looked into it.
What I'm saying is he may not have actually spat, and Pine and Styles
There's
are fine.
People that have stopped the video and slowed it down and said he definitely spit.
I've looked at the footage. I've looked at the footage, and you can't confirm it.
Okay.
It's like that grainy footage of Bigfoot, you know, that you get every time and you go to yourself, why is everyone taking photos of Bigfoot on a Nokia?